the Nicoderm patches that I have sitting on the bedstand there. My wife says to me, why don't you put it on? I said, well, it's like 3 days, man. I've been off the nicotine now for 3 days. Why do I want to reintroduce that into my system? You know what I mean? I said, I don't want to do that because I'm detoxifying right now. And don't you just love it when I'm detoxifying? I feel like crap. I look like it. I'm cranky. I'm angry. I'm ready to... I'm telling you right now, a fist fight would feel good. Just a good fist... A good, nice... Like that Fight Club? Man, I'm for that. I could go for that right now. I'm not kidding you, Mike. I mean, I'm not saying I want to go around and clock just anybody. I mean, somebody that really pissed me off, I wouldn't mind just hauling off, man, and just taking a shot. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm feeling right now. Do you see that Fight Club? You ain't seen that, man. There ain't a guy in his 20s that was interested in seeing that movie. That was supposed to be the real statement of the 90s, wasn't it? That was going to be the real... That was going to rip the lid off of man's a suppression of his instinct in lieu of the liberation of women and their sensibilities. And we're going to rip the lid off of that one and show you how men really feel in the 90s. The Fight Club movie. And you talk about a stiff... And I'm telling you, people walk out of that movie laughing. What the hell? That ain't me. Yeah, what I want to do on a Friday night is go into some warehouse with a bunch of slobs that are sweating too much and start clocking people. But tonight's the night. I wouldn't mind that at all. Certainly would be very good therapy for those of us, like myself, trying to kick that nicotine habit. Now that I would recommend highly. A Fight Club for people who are off of the cigs. That's beautiful. Throwing into a room with a bunch of, I don't know, like your wives, all of our wives' ex-husbands, things like that, you know? Really have at it. Oh, baby, it would be nice. So I've been sitting here like a jackball eating these smoking withdrawal relief pills. They're little white pills. I'm supposed to suck on them. And, you know, if from the distance, they could be speed. I mean, they're in a box and they're in a bottle. And it could be sleeping pills for all we know. And people have been sort of eyeing me suspiciously. Now, when you work at KFI, you got to watch who's watching you. You don't know. Because everybody's got their eyeball on you around here. And if you make the wrong move at the wrong time, somebody's going to go squeal on you. Somebody's going to want to do something, right? That's why since I've moved back to this town, since I came back to my ever-loving hometown of L.A., I've had to hire two lawyers. That's how warm and fuzzy this joint is. So anyway, you got to really watch what you're doing around here because you don't know who's going to squeal to who. It's the thought Gestapo is probably more prevalent at this radio station than any that I've ever worked at in my life. So I was taking these pills out of this little bottle, and I noticed somebody to my right was sort of staring at me. You know that peripheral vision that you have? So I had to turn around and say, it's homeopathic. In other words, I was making the statement, please don't turn me into the thought police. It's not drugs. It's not smoking. It's not a sleeping pill. It's not a stimulant. It's not any kind of a rack of bennies. I'm not doing Dexies over here. This is just a homeopathic relief. Oh, okay. You know, they kind of, oh, yeah, okay, it's okay. Then I pulled out a bottle of Chevis and started swinging liberally from it, and I went online. Of course, I couldn't get online at all.
And now, here's Phil!
I can't hear that music, man. Turn it up. Okay, 1-800. That's okay. Tony's here once a week. So what's Crozier doing? Is he taking one of his days off? He just took a whole week off. He was there in, I understand, back east, laying his grandfather to rest, which, of course, we are all very sensitive to, and we wanted him to have as much time as he needed for that. But he's taking Tuesday off anyway, huh? And what is this for, his acting class? Are acting classes in session 52 weeks out of the year? You know, I swear to God, I'm getting ready to fire somebody around here. Why? Because I quit smoking. I don't feel too good. So somebody's going to have to pay. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Hendry. I'm completely unreasonable. I quit smoking on Saturday. Someone's going to have to pay. Give us a call at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Art Griego is a private pilot and businessman from Santa Monica, California. He's on the line with us here. And Art, first of all, I understand, I've been talking about giving up the cigarettes, Art.
Yeah, how you doing?
Well, I gave them up on Saturday, and it's been tough.
Okay, it's a very, very tough, tough thing to do, Phil. And even more so when you smoke as much as I did. 2 months ago, as you know, Phil, I was hospitalized. I had a heart attack.
And I understand that. And what exactly, where were you, man?
I was working. I was out in Santa Monica. I was near the airport. And I began to sweat. And I felt like a cramping in my midsection.
Did you have any of that classic shooting pains down the left arm?
No, I didn't have any of that. I had a midsection pain, and I began to perspire, and I began to get very weak. And someone said to me, you know, you better call an ambulance or a paramedic. And I found out when I got to the hospital, I was having a heart attack. And there was about 100% blockage in one of the arteries, and there was about 50% blockage in the other. And what they do is they'll go inside into the main artery in your leg, and they feed a kind of a plastic tube up into the artery, and they clean the blockage out.
Is it so you're clean now?
Yeah, they got it all. But I'll tell you, I learned an awful lot then. And you're talking about giving up cigarettes, Phil. Before my heart attack, I've been a smoker ever since, I guess, I was 15 years old. I was smoking two packs of cigarettes a day. And everybody is different. Everyone's different, and everybody knows what they can do. But when you are giving up cigarettes, especially after you've had a heart attack, you have to know what your body is able to do. Now, I used to love eating a lot of red meat. I used to love eating a lot of cream sauces. I used to enjoy, all kinds of different foods. But when I was smoking two packs and I had the heart attack, I had to cut it way, way back.
What? So have you quit?
No, I've cut it down to about a half a pack a day. So. And the reason for that, Phil, is because I am a power walker. I can do an awful lot of aerobic exercise during the course of the day. My body is conditioned so that my power walking will offset the half a pack of cigarettes that I do smoke.
And well, hold on for a minute. You had a heart attack and you're still smoking cigarettes.
That's correct. But you have to understand something. My body is conditioned so that the two packs that I was smoking was obviously excessive. I had the heart attack, but I had I do the power walking, and that, because I'm in such good physical shape, offsets the half a pack of cigarettes that I continue to smoke a day. I didn't power walk enough to set off the two packs, but I have. I am in pretty good physical shape.
So what are you saying? You're saying that everybody who has a heart attack, everyone who has a heart attack, can keep on smoking?
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying probably 99% of all the men who are listening to your program right now who have heart attacks. Probably, you have to get off cigarettes completely. But I am saying to you that because I was in such good physical shape before I had the heart attack, I am able to continue to smoke cigarettes very conservatively, not the way I used to.
So you've gone from two packs a day, smoking two packs a day to a half a pack a day.
That's correct, yeah. And that is because of the great physical condition I'm in.
Well, you know, I do a lot of walking, and I do some working out. I get on the exercise cycle and things like that, and I try to keep myself in shape. And you know, I'm trying to watch my weight and all of that stuff. But I've cut the cigarettes completely out. Now, you say even after having a heart attack, you're smoking a half a pack of cigarettes a day.
But that's only because I've been pretty good physical condition, Phil. How long have you been working out consistently?
Consistently?
Consistently, meaning on a day-to-day basis. How long?
I've been working out, I don't know. I mean, consistently, not very long. I mean, I do it for a few months, and then I lay off.
Yeah, that's the way most people are. And I would say, if you do not exercise consistently, the way I've been exercising consistently, Phil, I'm 55 years old. I've been exercising consistently for the last 15 years, since I was 40. And I've gotten myself into such prime physical shape that I can have a heart attack and still go back to smoking about a half a pack of cigarettes a day.
What about the rest of your eating habits? What about the red meat? What about the cream sauces that you talk about?
Those things, Phil, you can go into. If you're in good enough shape, you can treat yourself every now and again. I can give you an example. I don't live on red meat. But every now and again, I'll treat myself to a steak. I can treat myself once in a while to some dinners. I'll go down to the creamery for a dish of ice cream or an eclair. And thank God I'm in such good shape because I'm a power walker. I belong to the Southern California Trail Masters. We power walk, and there is a very specific kind of conditioning that you do when you power walk.
Yeah, the power walkers, are those guys that go down the street? I don't know. I've seen them.
Yeah, it's a heel to toe thing, and there is a certain rhythm you get to your shoulders and a certain rhythm that you have to your hips. Basically, what you're doing is when you power walk, Phil, you are moving your shoulders in a circular motion, front to back, circular motion, and you are also moving your hips front to back in a circular motion. So that when you're walking, you've got this nice rolling motion going, and you want to make sure that your heels and your toes are touching the cement, at least a heel or a toe is touching the cement at all times. You really have to keep that shoulder moving, and you need to know the limitations of your body. Rebounding from a heart attack, Phil, is a very delicate process, and you need to know the limitations of your body. Not everyone after a heart attack can still smoke. Check with your doctor. Fortunately for me, that I'm able to continue to smoke cigarettes. But again,
you've had to cut way back.
I have had to cut way back.
All right, you've gone from two packs a day to one half of a pack of cigarettes a day?
About a half a pack to three quarters of a pack, yeah. And it's important to understand that not every man can do that. You've got to be in really, really good shape. Again, I'm a power walker. I get out and walk probably anywhere from 2 to 5 miles a day. I live out in Calabasasville and walk up the hills and the mountains out in Calabasas, as you know. And I got a pretty strong pair of Nikes, very excellent shoes for cross training. I've got a workout suit, a silver workout suit with Southern California Trail Masters on the back of it. So we're just the kind of guys that like to get out and get in shape.
All right, Art Griego's with us. He suffered a heart attack. Pardon me for laughing. He suffered a heart attack a month ago. I just love the fact that this guy is telling me that he had a heart attack 1 month ago, and he can go out and have himself a half a pack of cigarettes a day. He's gone from two packs of cigarettes down to a half a pack of cigarettes a day. Not every man can do that. You have to know the limitations of your body, and you have to understand what your body is capable of. But generally speaking, coming back from a heart attack, you're not supposed to smoke. He, however, because he's so fit, smokes about a half a pack a day still. This is the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. Art Griego is with us. He is a private pilot from Santa Monica and businessman. And we were kind of tracing Art's steps and how he's doing since his heart attack last month, which he had on the job. And that's got to be a very scary thing, having a heart attack. I know it was serious, but were you aware of how serious it was, or were you just sort of out of it?
No, I knew. They told me in the ambulance that I was having a heart attack, and I said to them, I have a wife and I have a couple of grandkids and I have a son, and it was tough. But fortunately, I had a wonderful doctor by the name of Brewster, Dr. Brewster, who is a cardiologist and was able to get me back on the beaten path.
Well, what does he think about you smoking a half a pack a day?
Well, I told him that I cut down. And
what did he say to that?
Well, first of all, he's a medical guy. Medical doctors understand the acute nature of disease, but they don't understand the long-term nature of it. I like you, Phil, I tend to look into the homeopathic remedies. And you know, like I said, a person has to know their own body.
Well, what does he say to you, though, about you smoking? You went from two packs to a half a pack.
I told him I cut way back. And I told him, you know, frankly, point blank, a doctor can't know your body as good as you do. And that, to me, is the key.
All right, let me take some phone calls here. There's a lady in Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hi. I think he's a little naive. He better think about quitting smoking because I'm in my early 20s and my heart is shot.
Well, were you doing any conditioning before you?
I was very athletic.
Did you have a heart attack?
More athletic than what you probably were.
Well, you must have some congenital heart disease.
I didn't ever have a heart attack, but I was, I don't know, they said I had all the symptoms of someone in an early stage of getting ready to have a heart attack.
Right. Well, you've got a congenitally bad heart. My heart's always been good.
No, they didn't say my heart was... whatever you said.
Congenitally bad.
Yeah, but it wasn't my...
Well, look, if you're in your 20s, there's something wrong with you. If your heart's bad and you...
Well, that's what everyone said, but we don't know if it's due to smoking or what. But...
I mean, no, wait a second. If you're in your 20s and you got a bad heart, there's something like... Have you been to a doctor?
I've been to several cardiologists.
Yeah, there's something like... People in their 20s don't generally have heart problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Phil. Only people my age. And I had a heart attack.
Well, he doesn't stop smoking. That's all I can tell him. And
well, no,
it doesn't make any difference how athletic you are. You can have heart problems.
I don't have your problem, okay? I have normal health. I'm not in my 20s. I'm in my 50s.
Okay.
Okay, so I wish I could join you, but you got bigger problems than me.
Oh, really?
I haven't had a heart attack yet. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Boy, that's pathetic. And you got a bad heart?
Well, don't put her down for it.
No, I'm not putting her down for it.
I just think he's delusional because...
How do you know you have a bad heart?
Well, I've been hospitalized for it.
Well, what happened? Did you have a heart attack or something?
I'm sorry?
Well, how did you know? Why did you have to go to the hospital?
Well, because I was having all the symptoms of someone on an early stage of having a heart attack.
There you go. Look at that. How old were you?
26.
Wow, that's pretty bad. See, I'm 55.
Well, you just better think about it because I probably was a lot athletic than you were.
Yeah, but I was fine in my 20s. I wasn't sitting there with a heart attack.
Well,
the point is, it's the same thing. I mean, if she has coronary disease and you have coronary disease...
No, I didn't have coronary disease. I had a heart attack. I mean, and your heart shot and you're how old? How old are you?
I'm sorry, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
And your heart shot?
Yes, it is, and it might be from a lot of other things, smoking, for one.
Well, I'll tell you, my idea is...
And I'm a social smoker. I never smoked like you're saying you smoked.
I smoked in college. But I, because I'm in such great shape, I can cut it down to a half a pack.
You can't say that you're in that good a shape. You keep talking about how great shape you are.
Well, I'm 55. You had a heart attack in your 20s. I didn't.
Yeah, but you can't.
Do you power walk?
You can't never be. Look at Walter Payton and people like that. You can't say that you're in good shape.
Well,
there's a lot of people that have problems.
Yeah, I know, athletic. At least when I was in my 20s, I was able to jog a mile. Do you power walk? Do you power walk?
You better think about it.
I power walk at least 5 miles a day, baby.
I ran 5 miles a day.
Yeah, with a heart attack.
5 to 6 miles a day. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I'd be able to do more than that in your 20s.
Look, she obviously has a weak heart for whatever reason, and everybody should take care of their body, okay?
That's right. You're
smoking a half a pack of cigarettes a day.
Because my body can take it. I'm not 26 falling over with a heart attack. Come on.
Well, you better be careful. That's all I have to say.
All right, ma'am. Thanks for your call. You see what she's saying that in her 20s...
No, in her 20s, Phil, she had a heart attack. That's pathetic. All right, I'm 55. You know, at my age, you expect it. Not in your 20s.
All right, here is San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Mr. Henry, may I speak directly with Mr. Grego?
Sure.
I'm a physician in San Diego. I'm a cardiopulmonary specialist. And actually, I'm driving on my way to the hospital right now for late rounds. And I don't do diagnoses over the phone, but I can tell you right now, a heart attack, sir, is the least of your problems. I don't know whether you had a chest x-ray when you went in for your heart attack, but I think what you have is emphysema.
Why are you saying that?
Or a serious pulmonary problem.
Why are you saying that?
What do you mean?
Are you saying because of his labored breathing?
what labored breathing is. I mean, it sounds like he's out on his power walk right now.
No, sir.
You have a very serious pulmonary problem, and I would very seriously recommend a couple of things. One is you get in to see a doctor. And
have you had a chest X-ray?
Phil, I believe very much. I've had a lot of doctors poking and prodding at me, okay? And I had a heart attack, and I did what they wanted. But my thing is the homeopathic holistic route.
Well, sir,
homeopathic.
I'm sure that if you went into your health food store or your homeopathic store and told them that you were still smoking a half a pack of cigarettes a day, they would tell you that no homeopathic cure in the world is going to take care of what is a very serious pulmonary problem you have right now.
Well, you said you can't do a diagnosis over the phone, though.
I can tell. I'm breathing hard just listening to you, sir. I mean, you have.
I can hear it too.
I'm sorry.
I can hear your breathing as well.
Well, I do a lot of exercising, and you're going to hear that.
Are you exercising now, sir?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm sitting.
You're stationary right now.
Yeah, I've never felt better in my life.
Okay, hold on. Phil Henry Show.
Bonjour et merci de voler des lins rien de Phil Henry. Nous contrerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle. Je devrais mentionner Subi American. Et maintenant, voici Phil.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Quit smoking on Saturday. This, I promise, I will try not to bring to the radio each and every day the trials and tribulations of Phil and his no-nicko flame out here. But Art Griego is with us. He had a heart attack a month ago. And Art, let me ask you something. Hold on for just a second. Art, you there?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 55 years of age.
I'm 47. And the reason why I quit smoking, dude, is because I don't want to have happen to me what happened to you, you know?
Well, but what happened to me is part and parcel, I think, of the fact that I was smoking two packs a day. But the fact that I survived it, Phil, and I think this is very important for you and your listeners to understand, the fact that I survived it has to do with the fact that I am in such good shape. As a member of the Southern California Trailmasters Power Walking Organization, I'll tell you something. I keep myself in pretty good shape. I have good form. And you need to know the limitations of your body. You know, recovering from a heart attack is a tough thing. I will tell you that my father smoked until he was 65 or 70. He died at the age of 70.
And how did he die?
I'm sorry?
How did your father die?
I don't know. My mother never told us, but I imagine of old age. But he smoked, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that that I have good genes and that I have a
what is going on with your breathing?
What?
What is it with your breathing? It sounds like it's very, very labored. It sounds like it's very difficult for you to draw air.
No, I'm fine. It might be my phone connection or something. I don't know.
Maybe it's the phone, but it sounds to me like that last moment you were choking.
No, I'm not.
Are you all right?
Well, I feel great.
Yeah, it sounds like you're having a tough time drawing air or something. Here's Kennesaw on the floor. Excuse me. Here is Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil.
Yes.
Is this guy for real? I mean, I can't believe it. He sounds like he has a fucking chest wound. He sounds completely in denial.
What do you mean when you say to me that I sound ill? Are you a doctor? I do more working out in the course of a week than most of, I dare say, the people I'm going to talk to on this show tonight.
That's going to save you or something?
Power walking.
You are completely in denial.
I'm in denial, what denial am I in? I feel good.
What do you attribute your heart attack to?
I attribute my heart attack to two packs of cigarettes a day.
So half a pack of cigarettes is going to be okay.
Because I am in the shape that I'm in.
You don't need to see a cardiologist. You need to see a head doctor.
Well, why do you say that? Are you a doctor?
You're insane.
Everybody is hearing you having a hard time breathing, I think.
Well, they're wrong, okay? I feel good. I dare say if you were here in front of me, you'd say that I look good. I feel good.
If I was there in front of you, I wouldn't know how you feel. But
Well, you'd know how I look, and I look pretty damn good for 55.
Wow.
How tall are you?
I'm sorry?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
How much do you weigh?
I'm about 135 pounds.
135 and 5'11"? Brother, you're skin and bones.
No, you're
insane.
Why? You've used that word twice now. Because I have. I happen to power walk. I got very little body fat.
You're power walking.
I got 2%
power walking.
Body fat.
Power walking. Big deal.
It's called exercise. Have you tried it?
Man.
What?
I tell you, find yourself a psychoanalyst.
Phil, do you power walk?
No, I do not power walk, man. Not in the way that you. What do you do?
What you do is you rotate the shoulders. And the gentleman in Charlotte, do you do any exercise at all? Sir?
Do I exercise?
Do you exercise
every day? Every morning, before I go to work, I exercise for an hour.
What type of aerobic exercise do you do?
I work on the treadmill, and I do lifting.
That's terrific. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
And I
encourage you, but you call in, and you're putting me down for my health regimen.
Okay, I apologize for being a little bit crass, but I think you need to quit smoking completely.
Well, I don't have to because...
You say you don't have to because you're in such, quote, great shape. You were 2 packs a day. You're 135.
Well, I power walk anywhere from 5 to 6 miles a day.
Are you on a respirator, man? Because it sounds like you're having gas pumped into your lungs. This gentleman made the point. It sounds like you have
a sucking chest wound.
All right. You know, let me tell you something. I had a heart attack a month ago. I'm glad that you guys can laugh. I'm glad you have a good time with life. And I've learned to have a good time with life, too, okay? But a heart attack's nothing to laugh about, guys. And you're a young man, and Phil, you're much younger than me. Both of you guys should celebrate the good shape that you're in and not have to go through what I went through, okay? But I do.
Phil, have you ever seen any of the Everest documentaries? He sounds like one of those people that's up on Mount Everest that
one of those guys
have an oxygen tank.
Suck it into a mask or something?
What are you guys talking about?
This sounds
scary.
Again, you're a young man, and I'm glad you can have a laugh about it.
Well, it sounds to me like you're having a hard time breathing, but if you're not, you're not. Okay, thank the gentleman for his call, and Charlie, if you're not, you are not, correct?
Phil, I've told you that I had a heart attack.
No, I understand about the heart attack. Is that part of the symptom of a heart attack, that you breathe, you have labored breathing for weeks afterward?
I do not have labored breathing, Phil. I feel fantastic.
What was that?
What?
What is that? It sounds like you're a jet landing, and that's how your breathing is so labored. It sounded like an airplane landing. San Bernardino on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. San Bernardino, hello.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's sir.
Dr. Casey, yeah. This guy is severely emphysematous. I mean, this guy is such a bad shape. Tell him to count 1 to 10, please.
What? I'm sorry, say that again.
Can he count 1 to 10 nonstop?
You want him to count 1 to 10
nonstop.
Okay.
See how much he can.
1, 2. What? What are you laughing about?
Buddy, you have a real bad lung disease. You are a bad COPD. You have emphysema. You need to learn to do some rehab in your breathing.
Well, I didn't understand.
Did you say you're still smoking half a pack?
I'm smoking half a pack, yeah.
You're crazy. You know, that's going to give you some spasm in your bronchioles. That's why you're sucking air. You're not breathing.
No, wait a second. I cut back from 2 packs a day.
Cut back from 2 packs a day after you had a...
But you still have the spasm.
What spasm are you talking about?
Your bronchial, your windpipe, your breathing tube.
Let me ask the doctor here. This guy claims he's power walking 5 miles a day.
Baloney. He cannot count more than one number.
I didn't understand what you wanted me to do. You want me to count 1 to 10 what?
Continuous, nonstop.
Okay.
Just go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And you can walk 5 miles?
5, 6, 7.
You are in big denial. Yeah, buddy. I agree with you.
You can't even count. You can't even count to 10 without sucking wind.
No, yeah, wait a second. I had a.
You need to see a psychiatrist, really. I agree with the previous caller.
Do you want me to see a psychiatrist? Do you want me to see a lung doctor?
Well, you need to see a psychiatrist first, then a lung doctor.
I'm glad you find this funny, Phil.
I just do. We get you going to more doctors, man. You know,
I'm glad you find this funny, Phil.
I don't think it's funny
well,
that you had
sad,
a heart attack,
it's
man.
It's sad, but funny. You know that.
I don't think
know,
it's. I don't
think it's sad and funny.
Well, wait a second. You're an, are you a cardio?
No, I'm an oncologist.
You're a what, sir?
Oncologist, cancer specialist. I've seen a lot of people like you die.
Well, you think I got cancer, or do you think I have what?
Well, you never know. I mean, no, I don't think you have cancer, but I think you have really crappy lungs. You know, you have real bad lungs.
You got to have, like, emphysema or something, huh, Doc?
Terrible, terrible.
Well, I don't know. If I could get out, I get out and power walk.
When you say you power walk.
You cannot power walk. You cannot even walk to the bathroom.
Bull crap.
Yes, you are.
Bull crap. Are you telling me I can't walk in my bathroom?
I wish I can bet you money.
No,
you cannot talk to the
doctor. You're a oncologist, which means that you're a doctor of cancer, correct?
Correct.
All right. And you're saying to me that I can't walk from my living room into my bathroom, correct?
Without stopping.
All right, I'm going to do that for you.
Okay, without stopping.
Without stop. You can't stop and rest, okay?
Okay.
All right, here I go.
Hey, yeah. Take it easy, man. Don't collapse now.
Hold on.
Hey, sit down, sit down, sit down. Take it easy.
Wait a second.
Did he faint?
Are you still going to the bathroom?
No, I'm on my way over. Hold on.
How many steps did he take? Three?
How many where are you?
I'm sitting down right now.
Come on, man. You got to get up and go, like the doctor said.
No, don't forget it, man. He'll collapse. Believe me. Let him take his time.
If you're having that kind of labored breathing, you have
it's
some...
terrible.
What exactly is that? Emphysema or is that what?
Well, tell him, is his chest like... deeper forward, front to back. You know, is he like a barrel chest?
No, I got it. Well, like a concave chest.
You know, like a round chest.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, well, no, not really. Okay, I made it to the bathroom. Hold on.
Do you have to do that?
I'm sorry.
Well,
Jesus, the guy.
All
right, anyway, Doc. So emphysema is what? Is that when
well,
all of
your
the...
prostate is okay for sure.
So you're. Jesus. So emphysema is when a guy's lungs are like the whole inside lining is ready to rip out.
Yeah, their chest becomes circular.
Oh,
you
wow.
know, like a barrel chest, and then what they need is to learn to do lateral breathing.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, Doc, thanks very much for that.
You're welcome.
All right,
thank you so much for a good job.
Thank you. There's a guy who is an oncologist, okay?
Yeah, but he said that...
you know, you can't say one word without taking a breath.
So I feel fine. And I think that is the most important thing to consider.
All right, let me go to Kennesaw here on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. I would just
yes,
like
ma'am.
To say to Art, is it Art?
Yes, it's Mr. Griego. Yeah, hi.
Hi. You know, I'm really sorry for your condition, and if it is true, I feel bad for you, but I think it's a joke. I mean, anyone that sounds the way you sound, there's obviously something wrong.
No, I had a heart attack a month ago. I told Mr. Henry that already.
Yeah, we know you had the heart attack, okay?
But it sounds like there's still
but
something
you're
wrong.
There's still something wrong with your breathing. Your breathing sounds labored, and you heard two doctors call in.
Right.
And say that your breathing sounds labored.
But I'm power walking 5 miles a day. Okay. And
that doesn't matter.
I want to say something else. A lot of people put a lot of faith in medical doctors. It is a known fact that medical doctors are not good at preventative medicine, nutritional, or any of the things.
No, but they're good at acute diagnosis. If you have an acute disease like a busted leg, an inflamed appendix, or emphysema, you want to go to a doctor like that.
Everybody knows that smoking is not healthy, and whether your heart is in good condition, there are other circumstances. You could have lung cancer, you can have emphysema, there are other organs in your body that are going to be affected by cigarette smoking, and for you to be on the air promoting it is a joke.
I'm not promoting it. I'm saying that I know what my body can do. I don't think that other men should do that.
But
I'm saying that I can.
It doesn't matter if you're a male or female. Everybody's body is the same. Whether you're exercising or not, cigarette smoking is bad for everyone.
Hold on for a minute. I want to listen to you breathe, okay, Art?
No, listen to
just breathe. I just want to hear you breathe, okay?
Yes, I think it's ridiculous.
Just do it, please.
That is not healthy.
God, it sounds like there's a phlegm package just jammed in your neck, man. Did you ever see The Elephant Man?
See
that?
Joke.
Remember the way the Elephant Man used to breathe? Kind of like it's like the alien or something.
Right. And him saying he's healthy is wrong. Anybody that has half a brain can hear it.
Did you say something?
Yeah, listen to your breathing.
I was snoring.
You were asleep?
I'm listening to the two of you talk.
Okay.
I think you need to go see a doctor. Yeah,
absolutely. You really need to. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800. Did you hear that? Did you ever see The Elephant Man? Remember, he's like, poor guy. I mean, he was born with that horrible disfigurement. But the guy would breathe like this. Like he had slobber or something going on. I'm not a animal. I'm a man, you know, yeah, it's just, that's the way this guy, Griego, and they've got half the excuse the Elephant Man had. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Art Griego, who had a heart attack a month ago and is smoking. You went from two packs of cigarettes a day before your heart attack to a half a pack a day, Art, correct?
That's correct, Phil.
And can you tell me how you figured on 10 cigarettes a day?
Well, I knew that I had to cut way back on my smoking. And so what I did was, after the heart attack and I got home, I decided that I would see what my body could take with my power walking. So I started out with one cigarette on the first day.
And oh, man, I can't handle this.
What?
I mean, it just sounds to me like you cannot breathe.
Phil, will you trust me? I'm fine. And I think what you're doing is you're trying to make a big thing out of nothing.
Yeah, but you're telling me the story of how you went back up to 10 cigarettes a day. How do you go up to 10 cigarettes a day, okay? Try to tell it to me without having to suck an enormous bag of wind every time you say a word, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to explain what I'm saying to you, okay?
Go ahead.
I went from one cigarette the first day, then the second day up to two cigarettes, and then on the third day to three, and all the way up to 10. And that way I knew that I was at the right level of cigarettes. And now I power walk probably about 5 miles a day. And got my shape up, and that's how you keep your heart in good shape. What are you laughing at, man? You know?
Nothing, man. Nothing at all. Social Circle on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to say, I think the guy could probably just smoke up. He could go back up to about two packs a day, what with his power walker
and
all.
No,
I think his biggest threat, being a power walker, he would be more concerned about AIDS.
No, the idea of AIDS, did you say?
Right, yeah, I mean, I thought it was...
498-686, 1-800-449-8686.
Up to 10 cigarettes a day.
Why don't you just quit altogether, okay?
Well, because I'm in good enough shape. I would quit, Phil, if I wasn't in the kind of shape that I'm in.
And what shape is that? You're in such good shape, you can go ahead and have a heart attack and smoke a half a pack a day.
Yeah, that's essentially it.
Jesus, man, you just don't sound healthy, okay?
Well, you know something, Phil, you may not look there. Are you good looking?
No.
Okay, that doesn't mean you're not a good guy. You ain't good looking, but I'm not going to judge you on that.
Are you good looking?
Probably better looking than you.
I doubt that, man.
I don't doubt it.
Well, it sounds like, you know, if you're 130 pounds at 5'11", you ain't too good looking, man.
Well, I'm saying I don't judge a book by its cover. Why do you?
Okay. I'm not judging a book by its cover. You can't breathe. Here's Riverside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes.
Todd from Riverside. Just a couple of quick comments from a gentleman who's lost both grandparents to grandfathers, that is, to emphysema.
Are you good looking?
The heart actually has to pump twice as hard for this guy to breathe. I'm guessing the guy might have had a heart attack because his heart's overworked from trying to get oxygen. It's not there to the body.
That's a good point.
What are you saying that I had a heart attack? I'm power walking 5 miles a day.
I don't care if you smoke 2 packs a day or no packs a day. If you're 5 or 55, if your lungs can't produce enough oxygen to get to the heart, or rather put that in reverse, if your heart can't pump oxygen that's not there, you're going to have heart failure because the heart's overworking itself.
I want you to tell me to my face, okay, that you're saying to me you think I don't sound healthy.
Sir,
is that what
from Riverside,
hearing?
California tonight, you do not sound healthy. And coming from a gentleman who has lost both grandfathers to emphysema.
Are you listening to what this man's saying? He lost 2 grandfathers.
I hear what he's saying.
And I had to sit and watch him die as a young child to the same stuff you're going through. And it's really sad. It brings back a lot of bad memories right now for me.
I can imagine that it would. Did they power walk? Hello?
You know, there's people who play golf every week.
You're right.
There's people who go fishing with their buddies and tell fish stories. You could lie to yourself all you want, you and your cronies, about how this power walking is helping, sir, but you really need to look it square in the face.
You have to go to a doctor and at least get your lungs checked, okay?
I would do that if I felt that there was something wrong with me.
But we can tell that there's something wrong with you. We're listening to you, okay?
No, I can tell you I never felt better in my life.